Welcome to the ABC edition of Daytime Confidential, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss Alicia Minshew and Torsten Kay's return to All My Children for a short stint. Robin Christopher returns to General Hospital as Sky, and Amanda Seton quits One Life to Live. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
Jamie, welcome.
Hello.
And Jillian, welcome.
Hello.
Well, we have a lot to discuss today. Jillian went to a One Life to Live event. There's been a whole bunch of casting news. And Jamie broke some news on Sunday. Jamie, take it away.
Well, this brings me no pleasure to report that Amanda Seton has taped her last episode of One Life to Live. From what I'm hearing, the lovely young lass was offered a contract, and the sun, moon, the stars, and Brian Franz is, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not even going to say that. Lasting affection? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But she was offered whatever they could possibly offer her in terms of being an actress at her level. And she said, no, I'm headed to L.A., for greener pastures. So,
well, she probably wants to get on Vampire Diaries or something of the like.
Well, now she'd be heading to ATL if she wanted to get on Vampire Diaries, but because they taped that here. But she's out. You know, she wasn't long for soaps. It's, you know, reminiscent of old Peyton List, I guess. You know, these breakout girls just don't stay long. And, you know, from a person who is a watcher of the entire pop culture spectrum, I'm like, smart move. As a One Life to Live fan, though, I'm devastated. I'm sure we all
are. I am in denial.
I am sad. Yeah, I really liked her and Stacy. Really like those two. I like that they turned Landy on their ears. I like them. They were great comedy. I liked them.
Well, Jamie, you went and put up a wishful casting about who should replace her. Some of the people, the majority at this point, who are voting that the character not be recast, but someone would put in the comments, speaking of pop culture, Snooki from MTV should replace Amanda Seton. And I was like, she's getting paid 10,000 episode to be on a reality show. She doesn't need to act.
All of a sudden she's going to have like some like walk action girl, sounds like a valley girl, get out of here.
Ron
and Frank told me to tell you they don't do the Maria Bell casting.
I can't even find a response.
I got you, Jamie. They don't partake in the tomfoolery over at Bell Studio. Stop.
Yeah, a reality gig is not going to get you seen time on One Life to Live. But no, I mean, the thing of it is, you know, Luke remembered her from Gossip Girl. I didn't, you know, I watched Gossip Girl, but I didn't pay her any mind on there. So
I thought she was good on Gossip Girl.
She was one of Blair's minions,
I remember those little girls, but I don't really, you know, I didn't pay any. I'm one of those people that, like, you know, I follow those stories of the main people. So what I'm saying is the casting people surprised us with her. So who knows? I mean, but from what I'm hearing, they're not planning to recast. Who knows? I mean, you never know. I mean, that was Luke. Luke, I was talking to Luke, and you said that you hoped that she and Clint at least walk it like a dog. Maybe she can come back with a little Buchanan in a couple of years.
Either that or else a little Buchanan could come back a la EJ on Days of Our Lives.
They look like they did.
I swear, Brian Franz looked in your eyes like a mayonnaise, and you. No, we don't
They
want a
look like they do
20-year-old.
walk it like a dog. When I was there, they showed like a little, video clips of what's going to happen, this presentation. They look like they do walk it
Well,
like a
Jillian,
dog.
just go on ahead and while you jump right on in and tell us about your heading to the One Life to Live moving down the block party. What was that all about?
Oh, well, I'm a trooper for DC. I headed there in a snowstorm, honey. I was like, ooh.
Did you fall through the ice?
No, a diva like me didn't fall through the ice. I was just worried about my hair. Yes, I did. And I came there, we came there, they had us waiting in the lobby. We came there, they had like a lunch, like this buffet. I went to hang up my coat, told one of the boys from We Love Soaps to hold the spot for me. And I come back, and who do I am face to face with? The man himself, Ron Carlovati. I was like, if I didn't know what he looked like, I would have swore he was an actor. I would have swore he was an actor. So, I let him know because they're all like, I got the side eye from people. We joked. I was like, I'm not jumping in line, I swear. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. I won't tell if you jump in line. He's like, I won't tell if you jump. I'm like, okay, you won't tell? He's like, nah, I won't tell. So, we all sit and mingle. I run into everybody. I ran into Farrah Fath. I was like, oh, okay. I ran into Trevor St. John. He's like a laid-back cat, but when I went to go interview him, he was like Houdini. Now you see him, now you don't. Ran into Frank Valentini. He looked like he don't play. He looked like he will take, he'll ask questions later and just, go in on you. But he's really nice. He's really nice. They showed us this, presentation. They thanked everybody for coming. They showed us this presentation about what's to come. They did like from 2008 on. They have some good stuff coming. They showed Bitchy Bangs tied up. We saw that on Friday, no, Thursday's episode where Bitchy Bangs is tied up. They show
And she
Lang.
admits that she wanted to be tied up.
Yeah,
It's even
that was
better.
great.
Okay. Smart girl.
But they showed Langston and Ford. Woo! Woo-hoo! I was like, get it, girl. I was like, I can see why. I saw him in person too. And as I said on the Performer of the Week, he lives up to the title Built for a Tough because that boy is.
Oh, God.
Yes, he is cut. He is cut.
They really don't even need to do that So Punks competition this next year. I mean, it's like, okay, it's like he wrote The Audacity of Hope. It's over. The election has been won.
Star, looks like Star's going to have some. She's going to be. There's going to be some good stuff for Star coming up too. They showed all the musicals and stuff that they had in the past, and it looks like Star's going to have one too. It's like something titled Stars X Loves or something like that.
Well, Langston's writing the senior musical for
Yeah.
them. It's going to be about Star's
Well, there
history.
you have it. There it is.
So will this be, so Jillian, will this be One Life to Live musical Glee or High School Musical?
Well, they didn't show that part. They didn't show the musical itself. They just had this big, ad for it. We'll add like this big, whatever, display or whatever for it on the thing.
I'm
And
sure it'll be more akin to Glee this time since
yeah, of course, because
I
they're
would
up.
love to see them singing some of those Glee songs. That would be
If they're up
fantastic.
on pop culture, then they show Clinton. Oh, Amanda Seton is going to kill it before she leaves because they show her in the bed and she's so torn up over old girl dying. Clint hugs her in the bed. I'm like, Clint told me to tell you to call him Mr. Flintstone because he gonna make that bed rock. Going to kill it, boy. I'm like, ooh. Oh.
Hope you take this nitroglycerin.
And then oh my God, the one part that had me like, oh, like they show old girl walking in the ice, like falling in the ice. Everybody cheered. I was the only one like, oh, I was like, damn, I don't want her to fall through the ice. I like Stacy. I really liked her. It's gonna be. I don't want to give it all away, but One Life to Live is planning some good stuff,
What are
people.
they doing with those shoes?
Anyways, I said One Life to Live is going
Well,
to
they were there and then they were gone.
The boots, her boots.
Her
Those
boots.
boots were made for walking.
As a
Yeah.
Texan, I have to point out that there is a difference between shoes and boots.
Oh, Lord, you said it! You said it! But, you know, the event was really cool, you know, and like, we all go back to, like, this waiting area to interview some of them. When I interview Farrah Fath, like, I'm going down the elevator, and Frank Valentini comes in the elevator. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know.
And shout out to Farrah, because we have not been that kind
performance-wise
this year. Yes. I think that is really awesome that she.
Oh, yeah, because, like, when I. Because when I saw, like, when I literally bumped into him, I was like, oh, crap. I was like, whatever. But, you know, I introduced my, like, when we go back down, you know, Frank Valentini's like, hey, I don't, you know, have we met before? I'm like, no. He's like, what? And he's so nice. Like, what I mean, like, he doesn't play. He looks like he is down to business. Like, he does not take any guff. I mean.
Well, that's why they're not running over production-wise like some other ABC soaps all the time.
That shows. Like, yeah, like, what I mean that Frank doesn't play, he gives off the aura of how Paul Rauch used to be back in the Gap before he became, I don't know my name, Rauch. But, yeah, but he seems like he does, like, he gives off that aura like, all right, now, don't play on my set and. Don't y'all be breaking nothing on my set, but he's real nice. He's real nice because in the elevator, he was like, hi, I'm Frank. I was like, hi, I'm Jillian from Daytime Confidential. He's like, oh, nice to meet you. And yeah, I got the side eye from other people, but whatever. But Farrah Fath, she's really nice. I thought she was going to be, you know, some people would be like, oh, y'all been cutting on me, but she's really nice. She's a trooper. She's real sweet. I interviewed, the girl Kelly Massel, is it Missile or Massel?
Missile.
But I interviewed her. Really nice. Sounds like I'm gonna put that interview up. Really good things coming down the pipe with Danny, Destiny, and Matthew. It's gonna be a little triangle there. I'm like, oh, okay. Destiny says she gonna get her man. Cassie DePaiva, as always, she is just. She's funny as hell. You know, they gave us a little mini tour of their dressing rooms. Ran into Bob Woods, such a nice guy. Ran into Scott Clifton. Well, I sat next to him. I just want to let him know I wasn't playing footsie. I kept bumping his knee.
Oh, you were totally playing
footsie. Yeah.
No, if it was Mark Lawson, that would be like,
you're like, call me Georgie.
No, I'm going to be real. If it was Mark Lawson, I'd be like, okay, you busted me. But no. I didn't mean
Dang,
to.
Scott said, what? He can't get no love like Mark.
I don't mean
I know. Shots up, babe.
Okay, y'all are trying to put words in my mouth. We just kept bumping each other's knees, but we did crack a joke because we were
Where
like.
Where was this at? I thought this was at the cafeteria. This was at his dressing room?
Shut up. yeah, pervy. We were just sitting there, like, waiting for, like, we're watching the, you know, the production, the video, what's the present video presentation, what's going on. And I was just sitting there and they're just showing all the old clips. And I'm like, dang, I said it loud. I was like, dang, I wish they had it at my prom. And we just busted out laughing. He's like, yeah, some really good stuff is coming down the pipe. I'm like, yeah.
Well, you also chatted with Florencia Lozano.
Oh, she is so nice. Beautiful in person. She is gorgeous. Like, I had to tell her. I was like, you don't look like you can play anybody's mama to a 15-year-old. I'm like, she really doesn't. I was like, wow, she's really nice. She's really excited about what's going down. We're going to expect some really good things with her and Todd and Danny. Like, Kelly. Yes, Daniela. I didn't get to ask about that because she always practiced. Like, you know, when we were walking off, she's like, yeah, Trevor always makes fun of me for saying Daniela. I'm like, yeah. Kelly Missile, let it be known. She's like, Danny is her father's child. Let's put it this way. She is not ready to forgive and forget for Todd. Todd has his work cut out for him. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Yeah, it's going to be some good stuff coming down with One Life to Live. One Life to Live told me to tell y'all they ain't going out without a fight. They are in it to win it. They have some really good stuff planned.
Did you have an opportunity to run into any of the other Kramer girls who you'd seen at the previous event, such as Gina?
Yeah, I interviewed Gina. She gave a little good, and I'm going to have an interview up with her. She says some good stuff is being planned. She talked about, she's going to be mixing it up with Todd a little bit. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're going to be doing something with Todd and Kelly. And I'm like, Todd is just getting them tossed everywhere. I'm like, really? I'm like, what's up with that?
How funny was he at the hospital with that nurse when he was asking about Jessica, though?
Oh, Lord.
It's like, I really wanted to interview Trevor. Like, I wasn't expecting him to be there, but, I'm going to buy my coat again, and I'm looking, and I'm like, this cat looks really familiar. And he's hanging back from everyone, and it's Trevor St. John, and he's eating. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to interview him. I'm going to wait till he finished eating. Man, I tell you, it's like he must have known, because he was just ghost. I'm like,
Aiden.
Yeah, he was like, see ya. And I'm like, oh, like, I asked the publicist, I'm like, you think I can interview Trevor? She's like, I'm gonna look for him. And she's like, he's gone, he's not here anymore. I'm like, he is like the vapors. He was like, here I am and here I go. I'm like, hey. But the cast and crew, they're real nice. They even had some of the Jersey Housewives seemed like they're fans of the show. I met with them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we love the show. I don't know if any of you guys watched the Jersey Housewives show.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Manzo sisters, they were there.
They were?
They were there, and I was like, I had a little fangirl moment. I was like, oh, my God, I love you guys. I'm like, I hope you whoop Danielle, because, last season they were about to... do her,
at the reunion show.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, but they're like, she's like the older sister, Caroline. She's like, yeah, keep watching, honey. I'm like, ah, yeah, Luke. I ran into Brett Claywell, the nicest guy ever.
Oh, I loved him. I loved him on One Tree Hill, but I love him now even more. But he was like,
nicest guy ever. He was like, oh my God, I love you guys. He's like, thank you so much for the support. I'm like, I'm all bashful. I'm like, you listen to us? He's like, yeah, I listen and I read what you guys say. Thank you so much for supporting Scott Knight. I'm like, oh, see, even the lights, Sam, like, even see, they like us. They really like us.
Oh, brother.
You did the Sally Field.
I'm like, they really like us.
This moment sponsored by Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah, he's really nice guy. He's really sweet. And he's just like,
Luke,
oh my.
That was from Sally Field's Oscar speech.
I know.
20
I
years
know.
Ago, not I, Brothers and Sisters.
I'm well aware of that.
Where'd that come from?
Sure you are. Okay, sorry. I just had to do my British accent there. Carry on.
You're evil, but yeah, he's really nice. Really, really nice. But I had a good time. Minus the snowstorm thing, because,
But you being in New York, this has you in the catbird seat in terms of what life to live for us.
Oh.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they seem like they knew us. They knew us. They knew us. I was a little bit scared when I saw Frank. I thought Frank was going to be like, so you guys. I'm like, but he was real nice. He's real cool cat, real cool.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of what took place in Landview this last week. We knew this ahead of time, but on screen we learned that Jessica doesn't remember a whole lot past her high school years. She doesn't remember Natalie. She doesn't remember Brody. Poor Brody. It's the curse of the blondes.
I don't know my name. I know, but damn, Brody can't. Them Buchanan girls can't catch a break.
Jamie, what'd you think?
Oh, Lord, in the morning, as Jillian says, massacre, massacre, massacre. Y'all know I don't like this character. Why you ask me first? I mean, I'm sorry.
You don't like Jessica?
No,
Jamie,
last week
I called her like the Kelly Taylor of One Life to Live. You know how on 90210 they did everything to Kelly Taylor?
I know.
She got shot. She got raped. She had the cokehead. She was the one that had the psycho roommate.
Well, Jessica ain't a cokehead yet. And thank Lord Mitch did not rape her.
She got hepatitis.
She got like a bug.
Hepatitis massacre is just, Lord have mercy. I'm going to fast forward through all that because I'm not invested in that. I don't like Messica's storylines. I never do. She is like, it's the perils of Pauline with that one. And it lends itself to just bad acting. And, I want Mark Lawson to be paired with Tika Sumpter somewhere out of that orbit. This is my thing. I don't think Brie is a bad actress, but I think that they just put her in these Deirdre Hall type storylines where they like you go put her in a cage next week. I mean,
Oh,
just
no. She's already been in a cage.
So over
I do like the storyline idea that you had, like, you know, she's running the banner and you
Yes,
know
I
what
mean, just give me something like that. Give
I'm...
me
But
a
here's
she's
the
an
thing,
intrepid
though.
reporter storyline again, not these perils of Pauline.
But
Or
here's
maybe
the
she would
thing.
come back
Ratings
from.
are up. What we don't like,
I
ratings
know,
go
I
up.
know. And that's what I said that. I said that. You know, whenever I don't like the storylines, that's when One Life to Live spikes. So maybe I should just, you know, shut the heck up. But, you know, heck, tie her to a railroad trestle for May sweeps, you know, and
Yeah.
have bitch there and put it in black and white. And
Her
I
drink of
brush, I
musical
mean, because
naked.
it's just, I
Snidely
can't
to black.
stand that
Yeah.
stuff. It's like, and, you know, Bree's
Maybe they should have
acting
her
is
running
not.
Bree. They should have her
She's not
running
a
Bree.
strong actress for this type of stuff. I loved her when they had her as Tess the first time around, when Tess was just a Paris Hilton-esque, you know, schemer. But, you know, when they brought her back and Tess was a maniac, and now, no, don't zap me, Daddy. And I don't remember anyone. It's just bad. I don't like it. I don't like Messica's storyline. I prefer Natalie any day. You know, I know a lot of people. It's funny online, Natalie catches a lot of hell. I've always liked
Yeah,
Natalie.
I'm not a big fan of Natalie.
I like Natalie a
Me
lot.
either.
Scrappy. You know, she get you. I love when she's talking about how she go beat somebody's ass.
Oh yeah, she told Kim, "I'm gonna cut you." I was like, "Ooh."
I love her. I loved her ho check and Natalie. I'm liking her and John getting back in each other's orbit. You know, I love one thing I do love about Jessica's relationship with Todd is that he obviously favors her over Natalie. He's like, what happened to Jessica? And then he sees her, he's like, starts laughing. What
Well,
happened
yeah,
to
because when Natalie, because it's on history, because when Natalie first came to town, she tried to bilk Vicky and Todd. Todd
Yes.
has his flaws, but don't mess with Vicky now. And he did not like her because of that.
But he
And
obviously still doesn't like her, but I'm telling
he's
you.
never forgiven her for that. Because, like, you know, she always does. She's like, "Aren't you the rapist uncle?" And he's like, "Aren't you the scheming bitch daughter?" Like, that's their dynamics. And Jessica's always been his favorite because Jessica overlooked his flaws. But Natalie keeps it real with him. So that's why those two clash.
Oh, Reagan, what
boy.
did you think of? I was going to say Dinah for a moment. Kelly and David.
I liked their scenes. They were funny. They played really well off of each other. Anytime David Vickers on screen, you know it's going to be a golden moment. It was just all around. I think those scenes were a bit of comic relief in the middle of all the campy craziness with Dorian and Mitch Lawrence.
And they're
Yeah,
playing
how he
tribute to
does me.
history.
See, I just want One Life to Live to know how Luke does me. He always asks me about Messica when he knows I don't like her. And then he asks everybody else about the good storyline.
Well, I'm
That's
about to
all
ask
Luke
Jamie, I'm about to ask you about Stacy's death and Robin Strasser's hotline.
Oh, Stacy's death. So I have to talk about something else bad from this week.
Why don't you ask him to be that? I'm
Stacy's
serious.
death wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. You
I
shame
don't
on
think it
you.
was that
Shame on you.
bad.
Shame on you.
What'd you like about it, Reagan?
Yeah.
Not so much that what I liked about it. I just don't think, okay, yes, the stuff with her the week before when she was giving birth was way better than what her actual death scenes. Was it cheesy? Yes. But what do you want? I mean, it was like fake snow, and the whole thing was just a little ridiculous with the fact that we're supposed to believe they're in this freezing lake, yet they're all walking around with no shoes on and these stupid vests and
It's
Farrah,
her
how in the
acting,
hell
though. I'm gonna be honest.
did
It was
Mark
her
to get up
acting.
there?
It was
Farrah
her
Fath had me
acting.
believing that she was
Yeah,
drowning in air.
Farrah actually
Farrah
made
was
me
much more
believe.
believable,
She
yes.
sold it all. Crystal basically seemed like, "Screw y'all, I'm done." So it felt like the Wizard of Oz. I'm melting.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it really was like someone like
Save
sacrificed.
Sierra Mist.
And my question is why are all these
Blue,
kids being
blue,
named
blue.
Sierra these days?
Why
I'll just
was
go
she?
ask them.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jamie, what did you think of Robin Strasser's hotline?
I'm melting. Oh, speaking of, well, speaking of whomever Robert Strasser is talking about, Strasser on her hotline recently talked about a bad experience she had, having to share a car scene with a very entitled young actress who came from money, and she didn't have too many kind words to say about this actress. So, I don't know which actress Robert Strasser could be talking about that comes from money, ketchup. And but
Shared a car scene.
maybe, wait a minute. I think I did read that the Fast family is like known for making pickle relish, or maybe it's the Hutts. I don't know, but Robin was not too kind about this young actress she had to share scenes with, and so maybe that kind of,
She said, "I'm going in and I'm gonna go hard." I'm like, "Dang, ooh,
Well,
you know.
Jamie, I'm going to let you talk about something positive now. Robin
Thank you,
Christie.
because I do love One Life to Live. Please don't
And this has nothing to do with
Luke
what.
does that all the time to throw you off your
This
He
has
picks
nothing
the
to do with
storylines
One
he
Life to
knows I
Live.
don't like.
This has nothing to do with One Life to Live. This is about General Hospital. Robin Christopher is returning as Sky.
I don't care about Robin Christopher going to General Hospital. I love Robin Christopher, but I want her on All My Children. She's a Chandler. She's not a quartermaid. This is not rebuilding the quartermaid. She's not Alan's daughter. She's a stray. Tracy says
Oh,
she's
yeah,
a kid.
yeah.
And they write her, I hate the way they write Skye on General Hospital, like running around like she's Lala 2.0. Skye should be in Pod Valley, USA,
That really
preparing
blew up
to.
in Luke's face, huh?
No.
Yes. She needs to
I
be in
think
there
that
booting
I
Eddie
think it
out
shows
of her
potential.
daddy's. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Yeah.
She needs to be in a rejuvenated Pod Valley where she created that role and made it her own and, blew the top off of the show. Not running around Port Charles sniffing behind boring old Dingo Jacks
Oh, Luke.
or Luke's old grimy butt. No, I don't want her back on GH. Do you see how they did her the last time? It's like we're gluttons for
See,
punishment.
I have
She
a
should be over at
utopian
Pine
view of
Valley.
this.
Give it.
They are bringing her to General Hospital. David Canary is leaving as Adam. There will be an exit storyline. What better opportunity to try and get General Hospital
You
viewers
have
to
more
pull into
faith in
All My
these people
Children
than
viewers
I
or All My Children
do.
by having a crossover story? I'm just.
She should be over
Okay,
at Pine.
if they do that, that would be great. But I'm just going to let you know the writers on all of these soaps, whether it be Y&R and B&B or the ABC soaps, they're not as keen on these crossovers as we are. They are very protective of their casts, and they're not happy whenever they have to write in a bunch of story for somebody and they click on their show, and then the network comes in and says, "Okay, let's spin them off over here." So
She
it, I
should
mean.
be over in Pine Valley giving Annie hell. She should be.
The only story I liked with Skye on GH was her battle with Brenda over Jax.
Yeah, that
And
was
I
a good
sort of
story.
liked her flirtation with Luke, but they made her and Ned like each other after they thought they were cousins. That was gross. And then
No.
just that last year of her just being at the Quartermain Mansion, stop everyone, please. Like, she's not Lila, and if they're going to bring her back, and she's not a Quartermain. To me, that was just like once it was revealed that she wasn't a Quartermain, it was stupid. Either they should have kept her a Quartermain, and now
Or
Goose is like,
made
well,
her
we're
a Chandler.
rebuilding the Quartermains. Well, how if
And
she's
what a
not a
joke was
Quartermain?
that quote? I don't feel right not writing when I'm not writing for them. You
Well,
killed
why'd you
all
kill
of them off, you asshole.
Oh, no.
That is one of my sticking points with him. You killed all the Qs. Now you're gonna bring back a fake Q.
You know what it is? I think it's a situation with Guza where he looked at the numbers and everything, and he finally realizes, damn, I really did mess up. This is, to me, I think this is Goose's way of trying to say, sorry guys, I screwed up, but I'm gonna make it up to you.
Well,
I
there's
don't
an
think.
easy way to do that, and I mean, Ed, look, I am over the return from the dead, but Edward Quartermain appeared as a ghost on the show after he was presumed dead for a long time.
Yep.
Alan could still be alive.
He's
Maybe
in
Helena.
Salem.
kidnapped her or something. AJ could still be alive. I don't want her to bring back Emily, but
No, she could stay there.
yeah, but Jimmy Lee Holt is out there. There's ways to rebuild. There's Ned. Well, Ned's on days, but he's recurring. Snatch him back.
Yeah.
There are Qs still out there that we already know and care about. I mean, and I don't. I okay. The whole killing of the Quatermains, once they did the whole, had Edward talking about the JFK curse, I kind of got it because, I mean, no, I'm not happy that they killed off those Quatermains, but,
No.
they're a wealthy, powerful family that had a lot of privilege and a lot of tragedy, but there's still members of the family out there that could be brought back organically. Like I said, I would rather have Skye back in Pine Valley, where she belongs with her family. There's so much more real history there. I'd rather them I before David Canary leaves, I would love for them to reveal that she always was Adam's child and, have her go back and fight for Chandler Enterprises. And she's got a
And they have
history
the
with
perfect
Tad.
story to bring her back. Have her get tested as a bone marrow donor for
Yeah.
Jake.
Tad is there, that's her ex. Erica's one of her best friends.
Yeah.
So much more there, and they need that. I mean, without Alicia Mint, well, Alicia's coming back part time, but or for a brief stint, they need her more on All My Children. GH has an embarrassment
Of riches.
of, yeah, in terms of women in that age group. So I mean, so yeah, I guess I'm wonk-wonk, but I'm like, no, I'd rather have Skye where she belongs. To me, this
Yeah.
would be like, Laura Spencer is coming to All My Children. I wouldn't care. It's like.
Yeah.
Cares.
Well, Reagan, I'll ask you this.
Or like with Martha Byrne is joining GH. Nice, but I'd
Yeah.
rather she be joining as the world turns.
Yeah.
Reagan, what'd you think of the Valentine's episodes?
I was a little disappointed. It was like rumored heavily that it was going to be this nice standalone episode, and at first I was like, eh, in the middle of a sweeps month with all the stuff going on with Dante, I was a little hesitant to believe it, and I guess I should have gone with my gut because it didn't really happen. It was okay. Sorry, I'm not a J. Sam fan, and that was just
No, really?
cheesy. That was just cheesy beyond all cheesiness, that whole scene. I mean,
Contrived comes to mind.
I guess the whole part with her sister setting it up was cute for the whole little sister thing. But,
They have those little children pimping more stuff. They have
oh,
Morgan
God.
going in and trying to convince Dante to become a mobster, and they have Christina and Molly like selling J. Sam as if their lives depend on it. It's
Yeah.
like
Shut your
those
face.
poor children are just.
Yeah.
Those kids, mom, those kids, mamas told me to tell you, look, they got to pay for college
I know,
somehow.
right? Hush it. I didn't mind seeing Mac. I'm like, finally, Mac's out of that
Yeah,
damn precinct.
that part I like. It's just, I'm sorry,
And
reading
how
out of a
good is
gun.
John J. York looking these
Oh,
days?
he
He's
looks
like
great.
found a
Reading out
youth
of a
goal.
gun magazine, though, is not romantic, even if you are like Bonnie and Clyde. I'm sorry.
What are you saying? What?
When Jason was reading out of the gun magazine, it's not
Oh,
romantic.
hush.
It's not romantic. I
Well,
don't
of
care if you're
course. I mean,
Bonnie and Clyde or not. It's not romantic. Not
well, no, it's
romantic.
not. No, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Yeah,
The only thing that can get Sam
girl.
excited is something metallic.
Okay, fall back. Don't need you to co-sign nothing, but yeah.
The only
Tell
thing
me
that
what
gets
you
her
got.
excited is a rich man and a
No, that's
even
Elizabeth.
spread her legs.
Whatever. That is Elizabeth. Elena had the best line of the week. Congratulations, you're whoring her out.
Oh, they're letting all the sluts of Port Charles line up to
Oh, they
comment
are
on Liz's
totally.
life.
Yeah, they are.
Lulu needs to
She's
remember being
not
on her bat. Who isn't a slut?
a
Helena.
slut.
Oh,
Helena
Helena said something.
Helena
Oh.
has been
Helena
banned.
was the one who said the
I thought
line.
you said Lulu.
Well,
Oh.
no, Helena's a
No.
bit of a slut. You know she
No,
is.
Helena
Helena has
is
been
I mean,
is
she
an
has
Oedipal
boy toys.
psycho who wants to
Yeah.
screw her
After her
son.
husband died, Luke. Fall back.
She wanted to sleep with her own son. She's a freaky old pervert.
Oh, yeah. But meanwhile, anybody can just walk into Shady Brook like it's nobody's business. I'm like, what the hell is this? Did you
Well,
see how they tried to play her? I'm like, they are really, I'm
and now
sorry.
this is okay. I'm sorry, but the agenda pushing with this Liz storyline. Liz does something slutty and she ends up in Shady Brook. Sam does something slutty and she ends up on Dancing with the Stars. Seriously?
Oh, look at y'all.
Well, maybe her.
I guess she got tired. You know what? Where does
Liz get a reality show?
Never. To be fair, though, I'm just watching it. I'm like, okay. I have to agree with y'all. They really have Liz written out of character. One minute she is like, was all into Nicholas, and now that boy is like soap scum. I'm like, I would have liked it more if she was more conflicted on which brother she wanted to be with, but I guess Lucky summed it up, and he's like, you're very self-destructive. When you're close to getting what you want, you feel as though you don't deserve it, and you do something crazy. And I'm like, when has that ever been Liz? Like, I don't know what's going on there. It's crazy.
Well, I wish they would bring some brevity to the whole, because everybody's doing, it's like the J-Sam fans are writing the show with her walking up 15 flights of stairs.
It's like they wrote the line themselves.
I mean, next thing we know, we're going to have spam and lizard comments. I mean, it's literally.
She walked up those 15 flights of stairs because she caught her husband banging Maxie. It's like, come on. They're acting like Liz has just had a pattern of infidelity. Lucky was banging a girl that they watched grow up for dumb.
Well, he mentioned that.
And Jason didn't turn her away when she got up those stairs. He didn't turn her away. And when he woke up, he didn't go, oh, well, we shouldn't have done this. No, he was kissing and caressing her.
And he doesn't wipe off his lips.
Okay, fall back. Okay, whatever.
Liz in his eyes, it's like, I mean, in her eyes, it's the magic is still there. They can do whatever they want to try to minimize Liaison's connection, and it's not gonna work.
I wonder if they're gonna rewrite history so Jake is not Lucky's,
we will turn Daytime Confidential into it will be like heat sinking missiles.
who's baby
breaking out of stuff now?
So who do you think the baby, this baby that Liz is carrying,
Nicholas's.
Is for? Do you think?
I hope
it dies. I think it has to be Lucky's.
I hope the new baby dies. I hate you, Melanie, and I hate your baby.
No, because they keep hitting this point. I'm like, I really think it's Lucky's, because they keep hitting this point where they're saying, Helena keeps saying, yeah, it only takes one time, donkey. I'm like, Helena, you're supposed to be a smart hoe. You dumb. When she keeps saying the odds aren't in your favor, she was rutting around with Nicholas. I'm like, that does not mean anything. I don't know. But yeah, they are making Liz like, she got three kids by three different baby daddies. It's like, oh, Lord.
What if Sam was able to have children?
She'd have
27 by seven.
She
has a functioning uterus.
Can you imagine if she and Sonny got together, though?
Jamie, bite your tongue, because watch, they're going to have Liz knocked or Sam knocked up, and my non-existent uterus is going to pop out of Curtis right here.
That y'all are very, very, very agenda-driven.
Rachel is allowed to make jokes about herself.
It was a joke, Luke. Damn.
I would be so furious if that happens.
Well,
I just wonder, though. I just really wonder.
I do have an agenda. I want Liaison together.
Yeah, we know,
Reagan.
I will go pick a radish out of a field and bite it and say, as God is my witness, I won't stop till Liaison is together. What you gonna do? This is Daytime Confidential. You don't write nothing but your mouth around here.
Before we move on to all my children, Reagan,
who are you talking to?
We've got the countdown coming for the.
Oh yeah, the countdown clock's gonna.
Yeah,
have to
we're
go
this
away.
Next week. Countdown clock across the top of Daytime Confidential.
I've requested fireworks on the site for that day. GH is actually getting a new opening. I mean, the embarrassment will come to an end. So
this had better be one hell of a new opening.
I bet you they just go cut new pictures.
Until they, either that or also be photoshopped faces on the top of all those people.
They go cut that's gonna be it.
Supposedly, like from hearing, when people were like filming new bumpers, they call them for, you know, at the half hour mark and for the new opening. Some people that are currently or have been on the cast all along did not cut new bumpers. So some of the pictures may not change at all. Some
See there,
people,
that's just tacky.
yeah, they should have just cut the entire opening. Some people are saying that the music is going to change. Others are saying it is not. So it's
Can it
kind of,
just go back to
I
like
don't, yeah, I don't
see?
like this new music.
It was so much better.
Yeah, I don't like that. So
So we'll see on February 23rd. It's in celebration of their 12,000th episode. I think GH sucks at celebrations. If anybody remembers their
Well, I
45th
think they
anniversary. Oh yeah, I
intentionally,
did.
yeah, they don't want you to look at the past because they want you to, like what it is now, which I do
Yeah.
like it is now, but
I'm not sure if this episode's going to air in time, but we're supposed to pay attention for mentions of 12,000 throughout the episode, much like, you're supposed to keep an eye out for the Emmy.
Oh, sort of like Y&R when Y&R when it's their 35th anniversary. Yeah, oh Lord, did
Oh,
Liberace
they
speak
just
in
do
that
like.
Titus Rum? Oh no.
Okay, let's talk about All My Children. The fallout after Greenlee and David's almost wedding. Reagan, what are
Yes.
you thinking? Because I got made fun of for saying that Greenlee or that Rebecca Budig had a good performance and that Cameron Mathis had got an honorable mention. But
No, we made fun of you for Rebecca Budig. We didn't make fun of
correction,
Cameron.
we didn't make fun of you for saying that she had a good performance. We made fun of you for giving her performer of the
On the
week.
week,
She
yeah,
had a
you.
good performance, but
She was great with Ryan. I was like, damn, this girl's not even breathing. I thought she was great in that scene with Ryan, and she was going off on him at the castle or whatever the hell they were at. I thought she was really good.
Gray
Windermere.
skull.
I was gonna say
I thought she was really good. I liked her in that scene. I think her return has been well written, and she's been
She's
acting the shit out
engaged
of it,
this
in my
time.
opinion. I mean, I really think she's been acting the shit out of it this time. So I think it's a much better return than the last time around. So,
Well, and at the same time, Erica's holding David hostage.
yes.
Everybody's being held hostage, apparently.
Yeah, Ryan's got Greenlee and
Except
Erica.
the viewers. No, their numbers are up this week.
By
I
substantial,
think
it's over
it's.
200,000, right, Jamie?
Yeah, it's they went up. They walked it like a dog, just like I
GH
guess all the
did
people
sweet.
who tuned in for GH the previous ratings period tuned in to Alma. But again, and I'm not gonna be I'm not dogging this or but All My Children's promos are heads over fist even better than GH's right
Yup,
now.
I
It's
thought that
like
was just me who
come
thought that.
home to Pine Valley.
Yeah.
Pictures of Julia Barr in her makeup chair.
And yeah, the commentary from the actual actors, I think it's really like
It's
hitting
like
with the fans a little bit better, in
meanwhile,
my opinion.
if they
One
did
Life to
this kind
Live.
of push for One Life to Live, who knows what it could be? I
Yeah.
mean, it is a full-on please come back. We know that we have messed over you with Chuck Pratt, but if you were even
Yeah.
before that, the other regimes. But please come back to Pine Valley. I'm like, well, what about the show that's been giving it good for the past 3 or 4 years? I mean, why not? Here's your time. Finally, tune in to One Life to Live. I mean, it would be nice to see a please come back to One Life to Live.
Yeah, me yeah. Meanwhile, One Life to Live gets a drive-by promo. All My
Yeah.
Children gets the
GH
full.
is getting na people's names mentioned. Maurice
Yeah.
Bernard, Dominique Zampronga in General Hospital. All My Children is getting, it's a time to return to Pine Valley. And then All My Children is getting, we're gonna zap Bree.
Yeah.
I'll tune in if you want to or not. We're gonna zap
Yeah.
Jessica. It's like, hello, promote the damn show better. And this is not a dig at any one of the specific network because ABC is owned by the same, it's all under one umbrella. So, the different show publishers don't make the decisions to make the different promos. So it's like this has to be made at the top level. I'm like, just promote the shows equally.
Yeah.
There's a vested interest in all the shows surviving. which is what we're to believe, and I want
they
to believe
need,
that. So
they need to take a page from Days playbook promo wise, because Days is doing it up. You see Days done Eclipse B&B, so
you know, don't be like, don't have to be like P&G soaps that only
yeah.
promote when they're toast. I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, you see these All My Children professionally done, almost primetime worthy promos to promote a show that is marginally better. It's not all that better. I mean, let's face it. What they gave us with the Greenlee thing is tried and true. Someone returning, a wedding, a return from the dead. It's not like it's
a fight in the church.
They didn't do anything original. No,
right.
they didn't.
It's not Mad Men over there, but you know,
no.
they're promoting it like it is. And
it was promoted well. It was well written, in my opinion. And Rebecca Budding, she did a great
job. Yeah, she sold it.
I'm not saying that anybody else was great. Cameron Matheson wasn't all that great in it.
He was vastly improved over years, the past few years.
But he wasn't all that great, Luke. He was, I don't think.
Well, no, I only gave him an honorable mention. I didn't say.
I wouldn't even give him, I could see you giving her the performer of the week because we all know you love her, but and she did a great job. But I wouldn't have given
him an honorable mention. Well,
And Franz is still trying to push that, the whole, the love of Greenlee's life. I'm like...
Which is not, we all...
Leo!
Leo.
That's not...
And now Josh Duhamel is saying he'd come back for a stint. Now, what they going to do when they need to promo that?
We were just playing when we said...
Can you imagine that if
the
and David...
No, the real love, that's what it'll be. The real love of Greenlee's
but
life.
But can you imagine what that would be like if Greenlee was with David and Leo returned? Two brothers, one woman?
That would be something...
I would have to imagine it. Sums have been doing
I know, but it would just be so nice to see. But Reagan,
stop.
Reagan, a little piece of my enjoyment of of All My Children died this last week as I was watching JR want to give custody of Adam Jr. to or little A to
He's
Marissa.
Now gonna be called AJ. He's gonna, you know. Did you notice they age the actor?
Yes,
who plays him? Well, his birthday is like next week or this week coming up, and he's gonna want to be called AJ now. So he's not going to be called Little A anymore.
Well, you're going to be called what I tell
whatever
you
Whatever the
called.
Case may be, a piece of me died when JR wanted to give legal custody to Marissa. But you...
Why?
But because she's... I don't want that woman as that child's mother. She does...
I don't know. Do you guys really like this girl that plays this Marissa?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I know. I mean, I know you don't like the character, but you said you like the actress.
No,
because the girl all around is a drip. The character is a drip.
They need to go ahead and get Alexa Havens and put an ugly brown wig.
Wait. Just spin it, Reagan.
Yeah.
Did I not say that exact same thing last week? And you and Bernard ripped me two ways to Sunday.
I just said they just need to get rid of her.
And I said they need to bring Alexa Havens back with a dive.
Well, she's supposed to be her twin, isn't
that
she?
That was my point.
Yeah. We just said just
I
get rid of her.
I guess they're totally fraternal, but.
Jamie and I agree on something. Wow.
Just get
yeah,
that
he
girl
did say
a
it last
brown
week, but...
wig and be
they
done
wanted
with...
to, they wanted to dye Alexa's hair. They didn't say wig.
I said dye, but either way, it's the same principle.
It did, like a week later, she decides to dye her hair blonde.
Exactly.
I said no because the character just altogether sucks. I don't think, I don't know. She's just a drip. God, every time she comes on screen.
Well, I want to
pass
with
the
score,
but I want to know what's happening.
JR with Kendall.
Why didn't they ever play that beat?
Because they got
Zach
all super couple crazy with the Zach eating the show. Twisted K is so wonderful. It's like...
Well, but Reagan, I wanted to follow up though because you had a great quote that was a favorite quote.
I do not want him eating that show.
He better not come to Landview. No.
What was your quote from All My Children this last week, Reagan?
Well, when JR kicked Annie out of the hospital, he didn't want her there, and he said he didn't even want her bone marrow in his body because he was afraid of catching crazy. He said, Adam goes, oh, I feel real bad about sending Annie home. And JR goes, yeah, well, I felt bad having her here, and I have cancer, so I win. It was just so funny, like the delivery and the timing between David Canary and Jacob Young was pointing out, because I wasn't, I have not been a huge Jacob Young fan, and I know you guys are. I wasn't a fan of his when he was Lucky Spencer on General Hospital.
I'm a fan. I wouldn't say huge fan.
I did not like his
No.
time as Lucky Spencer at all on General
I
Hospital. Like,
love him
really,
on Bold and the Beautiful. That's
yeah,
why
Rick
he would
Forrester.
return as Rick Forrester. God, I'd be so happy. But JR, I've never really liked his portrayal has been good, but the fact that they just made JR, I watched JR be raised by Tad and Dixie, and then he
Yeah.
shows up and he is Adam. I mean, and maybe that's a nature versus nurture storyline, but he was such an ass to Tad early on, and
Yeah.
it was like it came out of the blue, and for him to be just mini Adam never made sense to me when he was raised by Tad. But yeah, I am a fan of his as an actor, but hearing David Canary, who's announced he's retiring,
Oh.
say that the Chandlers are going to be in good shape because of JR just makes me pause
Well, this
for
there's no way
concern.
that's happening if it's in this current storyline. There's
I mean,
no way.
they have got to beef up this, they've got to do some major recasting and reshuffling. The only keepers in the Chandler family, in my opinion, right now are Jacob Young and
Annie.
Annie. They're the
Yeah.
only two keepers because, I like the guy
That's
that plays
where.
Scott well enough, but that's where you have to bring back a Forbes March or a Daniel Cosgrove
That's where you need what's her face, like you were saying. That's where
Darcy Rylan.
And
No, I didn't say
but
that.
yeah,
You guys in this damn
yeah,
Darcy
I want
Rylan. You're
Marcy.
not gonna
Yeah.
get
Yes.
Kenneth,
Marcy Rylan is
buddy.
the baby face
Oh
that's
my
just as straight as Colby. I
Oh
signed
my
Luke on that.
God. That's not what I was saying. I'm saying that's where Jamie's idea of Skye Chandler will come in until Cliff will come with
Yes.
that Marcy Rylan. Don't put words in my
No,
mouth.
I want
Yeah.
Marcy as Colby too, but they need to fire Turbo and bring on Kim Johnston Ulrich as Liza if they can't get Marcy to come back, because I know she loves the Lord and I heard her cry, so she might not want to do it, but or get some certificate or someone to play Liza. And then they need to recast Haley. I'm sorry. Kelly Ripa should not be able to. They're not in New York anymore, so she should not be able to just hold that role hostage. She ain't coming
Yeah.
back on there. And she was terrible during the anniversary. She was absolutely terrible. She didn't know where she was. So it's recast the role of Haley with, Jensen Buchanan. Look, I want Jensen. Now I'm doing Jensen like that. Or anybody, just recast. It
Mara
sucks that they didn't
West.
let Mara is a little too strong and scrappy for Haley, but she might could work. She might could work. I
I'm
might
going
could
to
see
get
that.
Mora West a job if it's the last thing I
No,
do.
No, 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 no,
I'm
no,
with you on Luke. You and I don't
no.
see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Oh, she would be good in Landview.
Well, yeah, she would, but she would be
Yeah.
good where this girl told me to tell you she's going to be out of a job.
And
She
she's
might
got a lot of mouths to feed.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's had a baby every year since I've been watching that show.
Oh, Christ, you
Her
make us sound like the Octobomb.
Her
Scott
as
DeFreitas
Haley, her as
is
Haley would be good.
fertile or is virile.
She'd be good as Haley, but I like her in Landview. But yeah, she'd be high as Haley. She'd be high
Can
as
you
Haley.
imagine Marcy Rylan, Mora West, Robin Christopher, Jacob
No.
Young, and Melissa Claire Egan as the Chandler family?
Yeah,
My God.
I can.
Oh.
I feel you, Luke. Luke is talking some sense today. It's like an
Oh,
episode.
Jesus.
It's like an
Oh,
episode of The
oh,
Golden Girls where Rose just really starts
oh.
being privileged and
Oh,
charming. Blanche and the other ones are like, "What's up with Rose?"
then Lucas gonna say something that you're gonna be like, oh, hell. Like, Rose, God.
Once in a while, I do know something about
Luke and
myself
I are
on all
like
my children.
We're giving I'm giving Luke the cyber fist pound right now.
Me too.
I'm like, nothing killed me more when Reagan was like, oh, this damn bossy writer. I'm like, say it again, Reagan.
Our readers were saying that too.
I was talking to Luke before the podcast, and I was looking at Jamie's wishful casting for Amanda Seton's role on One Life to Live. I'm like, God damn it, he's got Marcy Rylan on here with her hair dyed.
She's one of the best young actresses of
her. She's an okay actress, but Jesus, like, Luke wants her everywhere.
No,
like,
I want her as Colby.
Yeah, you do. It's Jamie too. Jamie.
Yeah, I admit it.
I want her as Colby. Colby has been bad. The first Colby
that
was the
yes.
first Colby grew up. Into it, but then they got rid
That's
of it.
That's the best one. Now, to be honest, like, okay, brass tacks about Marcy Rylan. I don't want her on GH because she and Kirsten Storms duplicate each other. They have the same energy. Like, if Maxie ever leaves, yes, you will see a... If she ever leaves Maxie, I will... Like, I have it already, like, a pre-programmed wishful casting. She'd be perfect for that. I would love her as Serena Baldwin, but it would basically be the same character. They're the same... girl, basically, almost.
She would have to be a balls on the wall type of gal to play Serena Baldwin, because if she comes on there being Maxie ass gal,
she is.
No, I don't. No, I mean, like, I don't mean like that. I mean, I know. Lord have mercy, you. I know she could act. I mean, she would have to be polar opposite of Maxie.
Yeah,
like,
she would have
to be
to,
like.
Yeah.
She'd have
she
to be
would
like,
have to
take
play
no
it at
guff.
A different
right.
level because, you know,
right.
they've already
well,
got the little
doled
rich,
down Maxie
so.
A lot, too, though. So it wouldn't be that hard to take.
But, I would love her as Colby. I mean, she is – Marcy Rowland is very akin to a young Kelly Ripa after she learned how to act. Not the first two seasons, but, like, after Kelly really took it home, like, she's got that little spunky, you know, Haley Santos spirit. But, you know, anybody would be an improvement over the last three girls that they've had playing Colby Chandler.
I'd but actually like Marcy as – what's that girl name? I was just about to call her
that
Flash.
And they've tried to make her scheming. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, it is awful. It is
out of the
awful.
I don't like her. I don't.
I breathe through my nose.
I just
my...
Oh, Lord, no. Breathe through your nose.
Yeah. I breathe through my mouth and my nose.
As I put,
Lord have mercy. Do y'all watch Gotham? I am starting to like Gotham, but that Brienne Moncrief will destroy that television, that Webavision show. She's on there breathing through her mouth again.
Hi. Oh, Lord, no.
I'm your mistress. Hello.
No, do it with a southern accent because she got a southern accent.
You're drooling. Martha Berg is like, you're drooling. Wipe your spit up.
Could Marcy Rylan play Sarah Weber? Because Sarah Weber was a little bit of a...
She's a little younger.
Yeah, she's a little... Yeah.
I think she is older than Rebecca in real life, but she's...
No, she's not. Rebecca's older than her in real life.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Rebecca's born in 77, and this chick is an 80s baby.
Oh, okay. Well, she's a little too young for...
She'd be good as Sarah Roberts. She has the chutzpah to be Sarah Roberts. I'd co-sign that.
As I put in my 10 ways to improve all my children posts, until they need to keep recasting Colby until they find an actress that works, because this is not cut it.
Don't say that.
Thank
okay, this is not as the world
because
turns.
Unless
you keep
unless it's Marcy Rylan.
Four times to get Sharon Abbott right. I mean, Sharon Newman right. Let them keep on
they
doing
have,
it.
They've got to recast that role until
try,
they get it
try,
right.
Try again.
Exactly. That is
until they get to 10 like Kevin Buchanan, I'm still
Here's
waiting.
The thing.
I'm like, nope.
Here's the thing, and I put this in my post. This, the last two actresses, Brian Moncrief and this girl now, the thing is about this character of Colby. Colby is supposed to be the next Erica, Kendall, Sky, Liza, that type of character. These actresses are not up to the job, and until they get it fixed, they need to recast and keep recasting, even if it means every 6 months.
I bet you Marley Schulenberger gonna take her role
oh,
now. Kill a Christmas
the,
over there.
No.
Marley Schulenberger. Now, which one is that?
Allison.
Ah!
Hell to that. No.
You know the Christmas
no.
over there. Come on now.
No, no, no.
No, no. I'm putting it out there because you know Christ is over there. I don't want
well,
her there.
She can act. Marty Schulenberger can't act. She could act. I will give her that, but
Well, we don't want
no.
to go from Colby being a bubblegum popping character to a character that just sits around and whines all the time.
Well, maybe if she comes over and airs Colby, she'll be something different. I just tossed it out there because, a
Mark,
boss
Jesus,
is right
Riley.
there.
Leave it at that.
Oh, Jesus
Send your
Christ.
comments to
Get it, Megan. Get it,
podcast@daytimeconfidential.com. Comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com.
Marcy Riley needs to give us a cut of her money when she does.
Oh, shit, right? Get a better agent, honey, and hire Jamie and Luke.
She's such a doll, baby.
Follow us.
Tell y'all on the wonder of Marcy Riley.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/DCConfidential and look forward to my 10 ways to improve all my children posts later.
Look how he plugging that
so
long.
He pimping that like a hole in the corner.
Like a hole on Sunday. I'm like, you don't pimp nothing else?
Wait a minute. I pimped your Farrah Fath interview. Your
pull it over. You didn't pimp Jamie's wishful casting like that. And check out
we
Jamie's
wishful
casting. Wishful
casting.
Yeah, but you
breaking news.
You just pimping.
I one feature piece once in every great while. I should be able to promote it.
Luke said it took him 8 hours to do that, so he won't do it.
Oh,
I haven't had to look all day to do that, so I'm gonna promote it.